And now it's time for Friday Morning Scattershoot with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by MetterAuto.com. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Donald Hodge.
Mm-hmm. Temple, right?
Yep, with the NBA draft upon us, a one-time Mavericks draft pick, seven-footer.
We thought, okay, Mavericks got him a center.
Mm-hmm.
Off.
The May radio ratings are out, and it was one of the biggest books ever for the Little Ticket. Your morning musers, the Courage Boys, were number one in the mornings in Dallas-Fort Worth among all stations in all formats. And in fact, Normandy, Bad Radio, and The Hardline were also number one in their time slots.
Boy, this is soulmate time, huh? We're about to all get hot tubs.
I think so.
And the ratings for our NFL draft coverage and for the Ticket compound were through the roof, especially the Deep Night Ticket from the compound, which earned a 25 share.
Golly, that's ridiculous.
So thank you, P1s. The subject of the winningest coach in Texas high school football history came up this week, and I have the official answer. The guy we were talking about, Phil Danaher, the longtime and current head coach at Corpus Christi Cal Allen, is the all-time leader in wins.
Okay.
He has 432. He just passed G.A. Moore, who won 426 at Pilot Point in Salina. Gordon Wood of Brownwood is third all-time with 394, and current Highland Park coach Randy Allen is fourth with 361.
Mm.
The Chicago White Sox selected a player by the name of Chance King in the 39th round of this week's baseball draft. Chance King is the 18-year-old son of Larry King, the broadcasting great.
Hello.
Proud Papa Larry is now 83.
And how old's the son?
18.
Oh.
He doesn't have float shoulder like his dad, does he?
What?
Nobody knows what that is. Son Chance is 6'2", 190 pounds. He's a right-handed pitcher. Larry is famously a Dodgers fan, so now he'll have to add a White Sox hat to his collection.
Boy, I bet he loves that. He loves baseball so much.
Wow.
I wonder if Larry even knows who he is.
Yes,
hey,
he knows.
Come on.
The Pittsburgh Penguins won their fifth Stanley Cup last weekend, tying Edmonton for the most cups by a non-original six team. It was the third cup for Sidney Crosby, but Sid the Kid is still well behind the all-time NHL leader for most cups won. The 11 won by Henri Richard of Montreal, the brother of Maurice Rocket Richard, who won eight cups, also with the Canadiens. And last weekend, Rafa Nadal became the first men's player ever to win the same Grand Slam event 10 times when he took the French Open on the clay of Roland Garros. The next closest in any one event are Sampras and Federer, each with seven wins at Wimbledon. The French title was the 15th overall Grand Slam win for Nadal, putting him alone in second place all time, three behind Federer's record of 18. He also won the French this year without losing a set. He's done that two other times in 2008 and 2010, and each time he went on to win Wimbledon as well. And Nadal becomes just the third man to win a Grand Slam in his teens, 20s, and 30s. Pete Sampras and Ken Rosewall are the other two.
Mm.
With Phil Mickelson deciding to skip the U.S. Open to attend his daughter's high school graduation this week, and Tiger Woods out because of injury and whatever else, it makes this week's Open the first major without either Tiger or Phil since the 1994 Masters. That is 92 majors in a row,
man,
with at least one of those two guys taking part.
There you go, Phil.
The Warriors made all sorts of history in the way they won the NBA title this year. Even their coach, Steve Kerr, becomes just the fourth person ever with multiple NBA titles as a player and coach, joining Celtics' Bill Russell, Casey Jones, and Tom Heinsohn on that short list. And this was the first NBA Finals in which four different players averaged at least 25 points per game: Durant, Curry, Irving, and LeBron. Remember Sebastian Telfair?
Mm-hmm.
The former number one recruit in the country out of Brooklyn, the cousin of Stephon Marbury. who decided against playing at Louisville and entered the 2004 NBA draft instead. He was taken 13th overall by Portland and played point guard in the NBA for a few years, never averaging double figures. Well, this week in New York City, Telfair was pulled over by police at 3 a.m. for driving with his headlights turned off. As cops approached the car, they smelled pot, only to then see a burning blunt on the dashboard in plain view.
Mm. Oh, man.
They then searched the car, found two giant bags of marijuana along with a stash of weapons and ammunition. Oh.
Giant bags.
Telfair now faces 15 years in prison.
Have you done that before? Have you driven at night? Driven at night and noticed, oh, man, I don't have my headlights on.
Yeah. It's so crazy to me how it's not more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done that, too, without smoking pot.
Yeah, you didn't have the giant bags of pot
or,
in there?
Or weapons in the back.
You didn't have a blunt going?
No.
Well, at least Telfair didn't crash his car. Instead, this week's least competent driver is found in Iowa. Officer Lee Burke said he had no idea how the driver of the loaded 18-wheeler had missed the load limit 3 tons sign at the entrance of the small rickety bridge near Cresco.
Oh, no.
But in seconds, the bridge collapsed and the tractor trailer became part of the Turkey River below. The loaded grain truck weighed more than 30 tons and went over a limit 3-ton bridge. This week's least competent criminal is just a misdemeanor case. An elderly German man was fined the equivalent of $110 for terrorizing neighbors by violating a new law to lower the sound of his pornographic videos. He demanded sympathy because of his hearing disability, arguing that he wore headphones. If he wore headphones, he couldn't hear the doorbell or burglars, and therefore he would feel unsafe.
He's got a good point.
And at his hearing, he objected to the characterization that the sex sounds were from videos because he claimed he had a prostitute in the room saying it was not porn, it was live.
Oh, no.
Adjust his defense.
He still got fined. And finally, a gentleman happened upon a homeless man and decided to get to know him, wondering how he ended up that way. The homeless man said, "Well, up until last week, I still had it all. I had plenty to eat, my clothes were washed and pressed, I had a roof over my head, I had HDTV and the internet, I went to the gym, the pool, the library, I was working on my MBA online, I had no bills and no debt, I even had full medical coverage." Then the man asked, "So what happened to you? Drugs, alcohol, divorce?" The homeless man said, "Oh no, nothing like that, I got paroled."
I enjoyed it.
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the only radio segment whose parents are Mother Nature and Father Time.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.